is an interview with an Al-Anon long-timer in West Virginia. Today is
September 27th, isn't it?
I believe it is.
1989.
Okay. The place is Logan, West Virginia. My name is Jackie Ellis, the West Virginia archivist. And today it is my privilege to interview an Al-Anon long-timer and my good friend, who is
Virginia Booth from Logan, West Virginia.
Okay, thank you, Virginia. Virginia, what year did you first attend Al-Anon?
Well, Jackie, my first meeting was back in the year of 1956.
That is a good while back. Where were you living then?
In Livonia, Michigan.
Okay. How long have you lived in West Virginia?
Well, Jackie, I was born in Tennessee, Sparta, Tennessee, and my family moved here, I think back in the year 41. And then, of course, I was here until I married and left West Virginia and was gone all those years, and then moved back in, I think it was now the latter part of 71.
Well, you were already in Al-Anon at that time, weren't you?
Oh, yes, yes.
And when you came back here, was there any Al-Anon here?
No, none in Logan, none.
Okay.
And I tried it, I had called the mental health and tried to start a group, and I really didn't have any support. And I, too, I guess maybe a lot of fear was there because coming into a new area, even though you'd been here for a while, coming back, it was all new and different to you. The people were different.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't have any, one around like you, let's say, at that time, to help me with it.
That time you got to meet our old buddy, NAA, Tom L.
Tom L., which, of course, became later a great, great dear friend to me, yes.
He's now deceased.
Right.
But
right.
He was a long-timer.
Yes.
First AA delegate in Washington.
Right,
Okay. Then later on you called and found out there was an Al-Anon. That was about 1976, wasn't it?
Best I can remember, Jackie, it was about that time.
And that's when we met.
That's when we met.
So we've
had a beautiful friendship ever since.
Great. Okay, today I want you just to tell me about what it was like when you started Al-Anon, about where you met, the kind of literature and things like that. I appreciate this literature that you brought. You said that we could take this literature, and if World Service didn't have some of it, that you'd be willing to part with some of it.
That's right, Jackie, and I'm sorry I only have such a few there. What is it, about four that I have there?
Mm-hmm.
But if World Service already has maybe a duplicate of that, I would appreciate to be returned and therefore let it go into the West Virginia archives then.
Okay.
But I did, of course, have more literature than what I now have, but, of course, the disease of alcoholism sometimes, gets in the way of things and destroys a lot of our valuables for us.
You were telling me earlier how you lost some of it. Do you mind sharing that?
Well, too, each time, of course, when things got a little rough for me, Jackie, I would always pack a little bag in literature. So a lot of times along the way, you might lose a piece of literature that, because I've had so many things that would be left, places which maybe you had to go spend a night or whatever. So, and then again, too, like I said, my dear loved one, he didn't like the literature lying around regardless of what it was, so he too wanted to destroy it, in his sick time. So we have to understand where that now came from.
Sure. Okay, I will treasure this and check with World Service on it, and I do appreciate your bringing it. When you first started, where did you all meet?
Well, now, Jackie, my first meeting was in a church. The first meeting that I attended was in a church, but if you can understand, back in those days, now we were not a three-vehicle home like we are today, so transportation was scarce, And So the first meeting that I attended was 30 miles away from my home, and it was in a Lutheran church. And of course, it was an AA meeting with the wives had just, you know, because there were no Al-Anon literature there at that meeting. Now, I'm saying if there, I don't recall, I have a piece here that I brought to you that the best I can remember, I did get that on my first meeting. But, pardon me, but we did not have any literature until I'm saying, well, like with that meeting, I brought that little piece home with me because, again, the best I remember, I'm telling you to the best that I can remember, Jackie, because a lot of that period of my life, I blacked out. And because the pain was just too great, I guess, and you that I cannot recall.
Spouses were there, but they were in the same room with the AAs.
No. They were in a different room.
Right.
But the topic of discussion was not on a me or you. It was directly on the AA. And if you would happen to read that little book, you'll know what I'm talking about.
I notice here that this was published by the Catholic Information Society in New York. And it is all about AA, 12 steps of AA and things like that.
Yes.
And it's marked Intergroup Association. The name of it is Sin or Disease,
uh-huh.
Alcoholism, Sin or Disease,
uh-huh.
By Reverend Ralph S. PFAU, M.A., Master of Arts.
Master of Arts, uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay.
So, but anyway, I came away from my first meeting all confused, of course, and not knowing.
Confused.
Oh, I was just, okay, Jackie, the only thing that I can remember ever hearing, even in the church which I attended, was that the no good drunks, it was sin, it was a moral sickness, everything you heard about them was, pardon me, it was a total sin, I mean. That's why that most of us, when we started our meetings, that we didn't have a church to meet in. Because a Catholic church later on, I'm talking like maybe 3 years. In fact, the little other piece of literature there that I have, we use this little piece of literature now before that we ever got any Al-Anon literature. Now, I recall, seems to me, we had another book other than that one that I had given you there.
Is this Alcoholism, the Family Disease?
Yeah.
Now this one's put out by AA Central Office, Woodward Avenue.
That was in Detroit.
Okay.
Uh-huh. But, we just wouldn't, I think now in one of these old booklets, now Jackie, I am not sure, but this is where we were told, maybe it isn't in one of these, that how we were to meet and so on. We could get us a church or, and then how to meet or whatever. We didn't have any directions to go by.
You were meeting where at that time?
Okay, I was not able to get back to this 30 mile away from my home,
mm-hmm.
The first meeting that I attended. But I did get some names. I got some names that night. And so, of course, we got in touch, and I later found that there were two which had lived down in my area, not too far from me, but they were just like myself. They had no transportation, to get to that far away to a meeting. So there were none in our immediate area, none whatsoever. So the three of us decided that we were going to meet, and so we started meeting. And that's when we...
Where'd you meet?
Met in each one's house. In other words, if the sick person wasn't home that day, we met in my home.
Mm-hmm.
If the sick person wasn't home in Shirley's house, we met in Shirley's house.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how it was, that's how we did it. And I know many times, the one good friend of mine. She had four little children, and all of them except one was under school age, so they were home. And we didn't want to get, one take turns at that time and go watch the children. We would all maybe take one in our lap and try to speak over them and whatever, and met like that. But the thing that sticks out in my mind, I think, that means so much to me, is this one girl. She too had several children. And the finance company had removed every piece of furniture she had in her home. And honey, we went to her house. Somehow, you know what? It's so cute. I try to think back. When you asked me to do this, Jackie, I was trying to recall the best I could of what I was going to say to you today. But she was the one who used to say, "Don't ever let that telephone go, because that is our contact." And there we were in her home with nothing. I'm serious, Jackie, not even a table to eat from. And but that telephone was still in that house. But it didn't mean now that it had been, like, you know, if you don't have the money in next week, it's going to be shut off. But the telephone was in there. But we would sit around in a group on the floor and have our meetings. But this went on, I'm saying, possibly a good year that we met like that. And then, glory and behold, in Garden City, Michigan, which just past Sweetwater, about maybe 11 miles from my home, maybe not quite that far. Honey, we heard there was an AA group had gotten a Catholic church down there, and they were starting a meeting. Well, Marie, which I can, God love her heart, I can see her face today. She was the first one when we all walked in that night. She was there ready for a meeting, too, because they had, I guess, moved from maybe down into the Detroit area, see. And so he was getting an AA group started there. So really, then I guess that was the first time, because I said we didn't know how to organize. We didn't know what we were doing. The only thing we were doing was holding on to each other for some hope. We were giving each other some strength and hope. And what little we had learned at that meeting that night, we had all, you know, it kept going from our own inner strength that we gave to each other. But I know Marie then finally, golly, Ned, we had a kitty. I never forgot, because we had to pay our dues. We, of course, independent, self-supporting, you know, that we didn't know about. And but it was so cute what we did. We had a little kitty box, and it's followed through for many years too. I even moved to Ohio later on, and I saw that it was the same thing there in Ohio. We were all so poor that we didn't want, if you came in dressed, say, with a little fur on your, because back then, if you remember, you always had a little fur or something. I don't know, the higher class always had a little fur piece on. So if we saw a person that would come in around, have a little fur piece on or whatever, and if she gave 25 cents, and here we were giving our 2 pennies and putting it in the kitty, we didn't want to feel beneath. We didn't have anything. So what we did, we covered a cigar box and put a slit in it so nobody could see what the other gave or put into that box. So that was our kitty box that we had for our coffee and our cookies. But we had a struggle back then, and thus I have often said, when I go around and see the literature today, all of what we have to work with and all that is out there for the newcomers that come in today, how grateful I am that they don't have to go through, say, what we went through, you know. But Jackie, I wouldn't trade those times for anything. And I'm sure the other girls that were with me, they wouldn't have either.
Do you ever hear from any of these others?
One gal I still keep in contact with, but I get a card from her every Christmas. But the others have, I guess, gone. I no longer know where they are. One day I'd love to meet them again.
When do you first remember hearing about World Service or something like that?
Jackie, do you know what? Something else that came to my mind. Do you know what? Even back in the early days, Bill W. wasn't Bill W. It was W.W., you know.
William.
Uh-huh, right. And I don't even recall even ever hearing anything about Lois. I mean, I'm saying it was possibly in the year of 64. I mean, maybe coming up into that time, you know. But I'd say back in, are you looking at that little brown book?
Yeah, I'm looking.
Okay, do and see. Now, in one of those books, I think it's where it told us that we had to register with World Service, and I'm not sure now.
Okay, this book that you said was your first Al-Anon piece of literature, this AAA family group, it says it was first printing 1951. Some of it's been torn a little bit. It's now, called the AAA Family Group in Tucson, Arizona.
Well, now, I possibly got that one, Jackie. It's about 58, I would say. Now, I can't swear to that. But I believe, now, that was a little book that where we knew that we had to or were supposed to have registered or something.
Uh-huh.
But now, I'd say in that period, it was possibly from, what, maybe 59, 60, or up into there that I recall anything about World Service Office. And still, it was like so far-fetched and far out there, it wasn't important. Because we were still trying to recover from the disease of alcoholism that we had been living with.
If your group was pulled for any reason from World Service.
Do you know none of that? I can't tell you anything about that.
Okay.
Total nothing.
You were telling me earlier about going to a meeting and hearing a man talk about the idea that we were sick.
Yes, I'm saying this. We had had, I guess, of course, our little meetings and all, and we had heard about this fellow speaking in Flint, Michigan. Golly, Ned, I have material on that I wish that I had brought today, Jackie, but I don't have it with me. But this, I'm saying, was in the latter part of 57. Might even been the first part of 58. Those years, again, as I say, are dim. But that night is not dim in my mind. Because our little group, they had gathered together, and so we got enough money together to get us, and the gal had a car that we could get to Flint. And heard this speaker, and he was talking about, of course, the disease of alcoholism and how it affected the families and the children and so on. But boy, when he told us that we were sick or as sick or sicker than the alcoholic, I'm telling you now, we were sick when we left here. See, all this time, we had been trying to cure you know, so we had never looked at really self, and but oh, I know that I recall what it was, kind of out in a field. It was at I can't even recall the name of the hospital now, but it was an outside. He was speaking on the outside, and we had no chair. Maybe there were chairs up front. I don't even know, but we all were standing. And I'm telling you, you should have heard the oohs and the ahs going around at the back of us, you know, when he was talking about how sick that we were and how much that we contributed to the illness and how much we needed help, some psychiatric help and further help. I mean, and boy, we all were absolutely, our bubble had been broken, I'll tell you. Well, I guess it took us quite a while to get over that. The relapse for sure, because we We ran it to God. We became sicker. We truly did. But I've heard that you have to get sicker in order to get better. So, but it was rough. It really was. In those days, trying to make it and end up. But thank God for people like you and others out there. Since I've known you, I know how you have carried the message and all the work that you have done, Jackie. It's just, if there's a reward waiting somewhere, I think you will get that due reward.
They're going to think I paid you to say that.
No.
Okay, going back to this, you know, actually, Virginia, the reason Al-Anon was there waiting for me was because of people like you who were willing to carry the message and do the work. You do an awful lot of Al-Anon work yourself. You've been involved in service, haven't you?
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, of course, I'm a group representative. I said it for how many years? 8? I mean, nobody would take the job. And so I represented the group. And maybe it wasn't that long, but time goes by so fast.
But, a lot of 12-step work you've done.
Well, of course, Jackie, as you know now, I don't get to attend the meetings that I'd like to attend.
You still do attend.
But I had to laugh. We're out on the road and traveling quite a bit. Well, I'm in the flea market business, and it takes me quite a few places. And I know a little gal that's in the program came up one day, and I was over behind the van in a chair having a meeting with the little gal right behind the van. And she said to me, she laughed, she said, "Here I was worried about you." She said, "Not being able to get to meetings." She said, "That's what you're having your meetings right in the flea market." But this does happen. And I don't know if we kind of attract each other or what it is, but I think, you know, we are placed in a place at that moment, at that time, when we're needed. And I have discovered that. Of course, I resent a lot of times, too, now that I don't get to meetings like I want to get back into my meetings. So, because I can't live, Jackie, without Al-Anon. Now, it has been my survival since the year of 56, and I can't make it without it.
You still read the literature?
Every day of my life, and kind of laugh. I know people go into my bathroom. That's where I call my, that's where I meditate. That is my time in my bathroom. So I have all my literature in a little basket right down the side of the toilet. You know, so cute. Anybody goes in, if they want a good, let's say, lift, just pick from that basket, because that's where all of my spiritual, that's where I get my spiritual lift from, Jackie. Because I have to, I couldn't do, in fact, anywhere I am, my literature goes with me. Yeah.
How you lost so much of it.
Right, right. Yes, it was.
It doesn't get thrown away today.
No. No, even though that, my loved one has never been into AA all of these years, I'm still today in need of Al-Anon as much as I was all of those years back.
Virginia, it has been so good to see you today, and I really thank you for doing this interview with me.
Well, Jackie, I've certainly enjoyed our visit together, and I really appreciate you asking me to do this.
Well, maybe later on, if you have some more memories, well, we can take some more of them.
Okay, Jackie. Whenever you're available, I hope to be available, okay?
Thank you so much.
Okay, Jackie.
Love you.
Do you too.